The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good evening, everybody, from East Central High School, the home of the Trojans. We have a doubleheader for you tonight. It is girls and boys action between the Batesville Bulldogs and the Trojans of East Central. And the Batesville girls had a tough one last night as they lost to, as they lost 72 to 64. They got great point percentages out of some of their big girls on the floor, and they battled hard all the way through. But Rob LaFerry, it just wasn't enough in that one last evening, and they would love to have a different result here tonight, but I understand the Trojans are very tough.
Yeah, they are, and they've been consistently tough over the last few seasons, and it's been a while since Batesville's been able to come in and take a clean sweep of East Central. You got to go back to the 2017-2018 season to see Batesville get a win. So certainly they've got the talent to do so. I thought last night, despite the loss, it was promising for this Batesville team. And if there's an opportunity to strike against this Lady Trojan program, it just might be this year, although East Central has proven tough. Even though some players of the past no longer on the roster due to graduation, you talk about Josie Trable from a year ago, Lainey Baker from a year ago. Those pieces are no longer there. So this might be the season, but East Central, very tough, especially on their home floor.
And fill folks in, if you could, as to who some of the big stars are now. Well,
I think you take a look at East Central, and it's been very well-rounded with the departures of Baker and Trable. You look at Nevaeh Tudor, she's at 7.5 points per game. Meredith Sizemore is your leading scorer at 9 points per game. Then you've got a mix of some different players around there that are their surrounding cast. Now, I think one of the big things for East Central has been the fact that this ball club has not scoring like they have in years past. And it's still going to take a little time for them to get to the point they were a couple years ago. But one thing that's been really impressive for the Lady Trojans has not only been the unselfishness, but also defensively. They've had some ball games where they performed extremely well on that end of the floor. They're only averaging 31 points per game, but they're giving up less than 40 on the defensive end. So if you're able to get that offense clicking with the defense, it bodes well for the Lady Trojans.
In the game last night, Lydia Haskamp really came on to score for the Bulldogs, and Peters was doing all she could inside. The big girls just had a tough time as their opponents put on a giant run and hit several three-pointers as well. I can tell you, however, the guards who have looked so great the last couple games, Nora Wiedemann and Kaylin Kathman for the Bulldogs, were very strong. Once again, it's just the fact that they couldn't get the ball inside to where it needed to be.
Well, I think one of the big struggles that Batesville's had this year, when they have faced some teams they're able to match up with them with that height that they possess, they've had some struggles. We saw that a couple weeks ago in the loss against Shelbyville. You mentioned Wiedemann and Kathman, two youngsters on this Batesville roster who just continue to gain experience, and eventually it's going to start gelling well when they're able to finally figure out this varsity, this varsity pace, this tempo, how the game is played at this level. When they're able to do that and attract the defense outside, gives more opportunities to go inside with players like Peters and Haskamp. And of course, you can't forget, you kick it out to Marley Obermeyer, who's been a very big three-point threat for the Batesville ball club.
Marley continues to be consistent, even when she's getting fouled a lot by the opposition and kind of handcuffed. She has been fighting all the way. And again, like I say, the freshmen, Kathman and Wiedemann, have just been really doing a nice job despite the losses.
Yeah, I would agree. And, it's a continuous battle with this team. They've been up and down. And Mitchell Taylor knows it's part of the process, but I know that he would like to see that process be a little bit more consistent, especially as you round out the month of December. You get get ready for the January season, the 2024 portion, and get closer and closer to tournament time. And that starts tonight here against East Central. It's a chance to rebound after the game last night against Greensburg. What a big win this would be, not just for the weekend, but also getting momentum as we head into Christmas, and more importantly for Batesville, a chance for them to repeat as Ripley County Tournament champions.
And those Greensburg Pirates remained essentially undefeated in the win column. It was 62-40, our final score last night, as I get all the papers properly shuffled here. And so we're about 7 minutes away from tipping this one off. Give the Bulldog fans, Rob, if you would, a look at the Trojans as far as who we're going to be looking out for, they're going to be looking out for this evening.
Well, again, just a quick mention with this East Central group. You're looking at Anna Black, Nevaeh Tudor, Maris Sizemore, Pena, kind of what this big three looks like early on this season for the Lady Trojans. Now, from a schedule standpoint, you take a look at East Central. Kevin Moore has been there now for 15 years at the helm. He is 239-103. This team has played a really good schedule. Their most recent ball game being on the road, they took on Cincinnati McCauley in that one. But prior to, you take a look, they have three wins against South Dearborn, Richmond, a really good win by one over Madison. Their losses are not too shabby. Franklin County by 5 in overtime, Columbus East by 11. They lose to Greensburg. They also lose to Columbus North. And again, the big thing that stands out for me, when they've been able to win ball games this year, they've been over 40 points per game. When they've lost, they've been well under that, amounting to that 31 points per game score. They've got to find some consistency on the offensive end. A couple of these girls that we mentioned need to step up. The numbers have to increase for East Central to have prolonged success this season.
And of course, Franklin County stymied the Bulldogs just the other night, a heartbreaker, 43-41. It was a tough go. But the Bulldogs, again, tried very hard to bounce back last night. But, again, it was up against Greensburg, who remained undefeated.
Yeah, back-to-back losses. Last win for Batesville coming back on December 5th on the road against Lawrenceburg. That's a 50-46 final score. They get tripped up by two against Franklin County after leading. And then, of course, as you mentioned, we've talked about constantly that Greensburg matchup. So it's been awfully up and down for Mitchell Taylor and company. But I still really like this basketball program. They've played an extremely tough schedule. It bodes well for them, like I said, not just for 2024, but also got to mention this team does play a holiday tournament in a couple weeks. They'll go to Scottsburg, and they open up with the host Lady Warriorettes, and that's going to be a big challenge, but also some great competition for Batesville to see to get ready for the second half stretch.
So we only have a few moments left before the tip. It's a little bit of a tightened scheduler tonight. Remember, we will have the boys later on this evening, and it's a doubleheader for you on 103.9 FM, also WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app. We'll take a pause and be back to tip it in a moment right here.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams back with Rob LeFerre at the East Central High School for tonight's first half of our doubleheader. It is going to be the girls' matchup between the Batesville Bulldogs and the East Central Trojans. And Rob, you've got the starting lineups for us.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a look at those. First, for the Batesville Bulldogs, under the direction of second-year head coach Mitchell Taylor, they'll run like this. At one guard, a 5'7 freshman, number 5, Kaylin Kathman. The second guard will be a 5'11 junior, number 23, Sophie Gazelle. The third guard, a 5'7 junior, number 24, Marley Obermeyer. The two forwards both stand at 5'11, both are juniors. That's number 40, Allison Peters, and number 44, Lydia Haskamp. Again, for the Batesville Lady Bulldogs, Kaylin Kathman, Sophie Gazelle, Marley Obermeyer. They are the guards, Allison Peters at forward and Lydia Haskamp at forward. For East Central, under the direction of 15th-year head coach Kevin Moore, they'll run like this. They are all underclassmen, wearing number 1, a 5'4 sophomore guard, Nevaeh Tudor. The second guard is a 5'6 junior, number 12, Kylie Ferreira. At the third guard is a 5'8 junior, number 24, Anna Black. Then they run like this at the four positions. It's Kylie Kelsey, number 23, a 5'10 sophomore, and a 6-foot junior, that's number 30, Meredith Sizemore. So again, for East Central, Tudor, Ferreira, and Black are the guards. Kelsey and Sizemore are the forwards. That is the lineup for the East Central Lady Trojans.
All right, as I was looking things over this afternoon, all the young women on the East Central roster return from last year's outstanding team.
Yeah, they do, and you take a look at this year's roster, there's three seniors in the group, but a lot of what does come back that does have varsity experience is still underclassmen for East Central, so it does bode well for Coach Moore and company as the program continues to progress, and such a great run over the last few years that's concluded with a couple sectional championships in there, and times remain good for East Central, even though a little bit of a fine-tuning period here in St. Leon.
We have our officials on the floor. The cheerleaders are out with their Santa hats, which work well with the
Absolutely.
Uniforms here at East Central. And we're ready for the anthem.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. For over a century, JC Bank has offered banking, investments, and trust services to South Central Indiana. And there's exciting news for Decatur County. JC Bank is opening soon in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street. Whether you need a high-interest savings account or a mortgage, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding heart problems early can add years to your life and ensure you're healthy for what lies ahead. That's why Margaret Mary Health partners with the Christ Hospital to offer an affordable vascular screening for just $49. This 30-minute screening is recommended if you are 60 and older or over the age of 50 and have risk factors for heart disease. Appointments are available at Margaret Mary's main campus every Tuesday. For an appointment, call 812-933-5602.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams and Rob LeFerre ready for girls varsity basketball between the East Central Trojans and the Batesville Bulldogs. Kaylin Kathman comes out on the floor first for Batesville, followed by Sidney Campbell, the freshman who played very, very well last night, as well as Kalen did. Marley Obermeyer is next to come out onto the floor, followed by Allie Peters. And the fifth starter tonight is Lydia Haskamp, as Rob mentioned. Sophie Gazelle has been out with an injured wrist for a few weeks, and apparently it didn't get as much better today as she had hoped. I asked her about it last night, and she was going to get an x-ray.
Yeah, so, you know, I think eventually early on today, penciled in possibly is coming back, but still remains out. So Sidney Campbell will get the nod, and definitely not a bad backup. A couple times I got a chance to watch her this year. Pretty impressive for Batesville.
Sidney's been terrific so far, and again put in a super effort last night. Here come the Trojans with, as Rob said, Nevaeh Tudor, as well as Kylie Ferreira. Kylie Kelsey is on the floor. They've got at least three Kylies and a Kaylee on the Trojan roster. And Anna Black has made it onto the floor. And now Meredith Sizemore, a legit six-footer. And, you know, Rob, when I was initially seeing the Bulldogs, it seemed that Haskamp and Peters might be around 6 feet as well rather than 5'11". We'll have to see how the three of them stack up.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, with Sizemore out there, but it's not a real big body in terms of size, a real thin 6 foot, and that certainly could be a good matchup for Batesville with Peters and Haskamp down low.
Lydia Haskamp has a little more heft to her, and the tip goes to Allie Peters. She gets it quickly out to Sidney Campbell, and we are underway. Kaylin Kathman, again the freshman point guard, who's been great the last three games for Batesville, dribbling against the tough defense of Anna Black, gets it inside, and to Marley Obermeyer. She throws it up under the bottom of the rim, and it comes right down into the hands of the Trojans. Up front with it quickly is Nevaeh Tudor. She's working against Kathman. That should be a nice matchup tonight. Winging it around into the corner, it's Kylie Ferreira. She is double-teamed, has it stolen away by Sidney Campbell. Campbell coming down for the layup. It's good.
That's something Batesville can take advantage of tonight. That'll be points off turnovers. Campbell's with the first two. Batesville with the early lead. There's that full court pressure for the Lady Bulldogs.
Allie Peters steals it. Gets it right back to Campbell. And Sidney is double teamed. I think we're going to have our first foul of the night, Rob.
It's going to be the first foul against East Central, and this one will be whistled on number one, Nevaeh Tudor. That is her first. And I think when you talk about the low scoring for East Central so far this year, when you've had players like Baker and Trable in the past who have handled that basketball for you, that's a big, big adjustment that they have to make without those two. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Lady Bulldogs.
Kathman was trying to get it to Peters, and the Bulldogs wisely tipped it away. Quick hands, we can see already, for East Central. There it comes to Peters now. Obermeyer is just outside the arc. Kathman tries to get it into Haskamp and is picked off by the Trojans. That is Kylie Ferreira coming up the right side. She gets it quickly back to Tudor. And now on the left wing, it is Meredith Sizemore looking for a break. It goes over to Anna Black on the right wing. She's covered out there by the freshman Campbell. That's going to be an interesting matchup. Driving the baseline now and going down at the end of the court is Sizemore. She gets help up from Haskamp, and Meredith seems to be a bit shaken.
And I'm calling a Batesville foul. It's going to go against Haskamp. I thought that she fell down on her own, and Mitchell Taylor's asking the same thing.
So Coach is not thrilled about the call, as you can imagine. But it's the ball out of bounds for the Trojans on the baseline, and they get it quickly up to a three from, excuse me, it was Kylie Ferreira, correct?
Yes, you are correct. First points for her.
So it's 3-2 Trojans, and the Bulldogs quickly miss a shot. It's brought right back by Nevaeh Tudor. She's back into the hands of Ferreira. She tries to get to the baseline, and now it is Tudor with the three. Pair of trays right in a row for the East Central Trojans. It's suddenly 6-2 East Central.
Going to flash a little full-court pressure to rush Batesville even more. Good, strong take by Allie Peters, and she'll go to the free-throw line to shoot two.
She was tagged inside by EC, and that was a foul on Sizemore. You would think Meredith would be the one up against Allie.
Well, if you're Batesville and able to attack her and get a second foul, that definitely puts you up with the size advantage.
First shot for Peters is good.
substitution coming in. Go ahead.
Her first point of the night, and that sub is Tegan. Pronounce the last name, Lygaber.
That would be my guess as well. This would be the first time I've seen East Central this year, so a couple of these names a bit new to me.
Tegan's number 44 and wears and goes about 5'10 underneath. So it'll be interesting to see how she fits in as the Trojans make a change. And taking it away, or trying to, from Anna Black was again Sydney Campbell. But it goes off Campbell, so it will remain Trojan ball.
One of the things I love about Batesville, defensively, they switch things up quite a bit.
Tenacious is definitely the word, although it's overused for some teams. It really is how they operate. Here is Tudor going to the left wing to Black. Anna can't quite get the block she wanted. Gets it back to Nevaeh. Now Anna has it again, dribbling around the circle, covered by Campbell. Over to the wing, once again to Tudor. Nevaeh doesn't have anywhere to go against Kathman. She gets it across, and now it's on the right side in the hands of Ferreira. A nice screen over there by Lygaber, and foul underneath. Probably against the Trojans, unless it's offensive. It is offensive. And this is
on against Batesville.
Haskamp, her second, and the second team foul.
And not what you want to see. Get Haskamp with two. No signs from Mitchell Taylor yet to take her out. Now they're going to go ahead and summon. Yep. Madeline Haskamp will come in the next dead ball.
Absolutely. Maddie has been working very hard as a sophomore this season. There's another three. Third one of the game for the Trojans. That is Anna Black.
Here comes that 1-2-2 full court pressure for East Central. Lady Trojans right now 3 of 3 from the three-point line.
Make that score 9-4 East Central. And Haskamp tries to get inside. Takes it out to Kathman. She tries a three of her own. Not good. Sydney Campbell there with a freshman rebound. Cross court, it goes to Allie Peters. Inside to Lydia Haskamp again, off the glass for two.
Well, she's going to have to come out, but you're really going to miss that little game between Peters and Haskamp underneath. First, second chance points tonight for Batesville.
And Campbell throws, blocks rather, the outlet pass, gets it back, and Obermeyer tries a three, puts it down. So the Bulldogs starting to heat things up as well. We're tied at 9. 4.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter here at East Central High. Glad to have you with us on WRBI and all our various media. And there's a good steal for Allie Peters. She brings it down court. No look pass to Marley Obermeyer for a layup. And timeout called by the Trojans now, Rob.
Quick timeout. We'll see if this is a 30 or a full. It's a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. 4:15 to go in the first. Batesville now leads this one 11-9 of the 11, seven of them off of turnovers.
And what a hot exchange in those last couple moments. It looked like in the first couple buckets that the Trojans were going to set the pace and maybe run away from the Bulldogs, but Batesville's not allowing it.
Well, they're not. And East Central, you know, has been able to get off that three ball when they've been able to have possession of the basketball. But again, for Batesville, it's all about switching defenses. They started out in the half court set. We've seen them flash man-to-man. We've seen them go to a matchup 2-3 zone, and now they've got that 1-2-2 full court pressure out there, and East Central right now is just right now way too sped up. And you take a look at the turnovers, East Central with three of them, and that could definitely be a
already
key statistic.
Wow, it certainly could. And got to watch out for foul trouble, especially for Batesville. And it looks like Lydia Haskamp is getting a break, but she already has two personals. She is also the only two team fouls for the Bulldogs. She's going to have to watch that. Ready to inbound is Meredith Sizemore for the Trojans now. On the baseline to our right, Meredith gets it in to Nevaeh Tudor. And here comes Nevaeh quickly across midcourt. I think quickly is probably the key word in her game.
Yes.
And right at the foul line, it's Lygaber, and she gives it back to Nevaeh, and no shot there. Sydney Campbell went down. There is another three, the fourth of the game so far. That is Anna Black with her second.
All 12 points for East Central. They've been three-pointers.
Really impressive so far on long range. Caitlin Kathman brings it in left side of the lane for Batesville. Launching a three of her own and short is Maddie Haskamp. And it looks like she gets fouled underneath.
See who this is whistled on. This will be the third team foul for East Central. That's going to go against Kylie Kelsey. That'll be her first.
All right, first for Kylie. And it's out of bounds for the Bulldogs under their bucket to our right. Launching two is Sydney Campbell. It's not there. And so it comes right back with the Trojans. Crossing the midcourt line is Anna Black. She goes to the wing and walking as she tried not to step out of bounds was Kylie Kelsey.
Yeah, she saw she was over there on the out of the bounds line or near it at least. And when she tried to keep her balance, both feet shuffled. Substitution coming in for East Central. That's going to be number 15, Avery Cable, a 5'3 freshman.
So, getting the younger members in on both squads. Here's Kathman, a freshman, going with a quick break, and off to the right, it's Campbell for three. No, or just inside the arc, it was going to be a two. But nice rebound quickly down for the Trojans, and Meriden Sizemore gets fouled on the way to the bucket. She'll be stepping to the stripe for a pair.
It's going to go against Peters.
Allie Peters with her first, and again, fortunately for Batesville, it's not a third on Lydia Haskamp. She may become important later on. Sizemore on the line. First one for Meredith. Goes off the rim. Not good.
This is the first shot attempts that have not been a three-point attempt for East Central in the first quarter.
Wow. That's a stat to keep in mind. Meredith ready for her second. Campbell and Peters ready to rebound. Peters steps in a little bit early. Does not get called. It comes down into the hands of Maddie Haskamp. And now Kathman has it again for the Bulldogs. Setting up. Just right of the circle on the wing. Goes to her fellow freshman, Campbell. Now it's Maddie Obermeyer, who's done a great job so far this season for Batesville. Throws off the foot of a teammate, and Obermeyer recovers before midcourt. Going behind her back and trying to get it to the point guard, Kathman. She does. Now to Campbell. Into the circle. Obermeyer thinks about three, does not take it. Over to the right side, it's Maddie Haskamp. Kathman now. 2:26 remaining in the quarter. 12-11, East Central. Good passing and working of the ball by the Bulldogs. And a three up for Allie Peters.
That's patience right there. Good ball movement for Batesville.
And every coach preaches exactly what just happened. It often doesn't work for
absolutely
a lot of teams. So here come the Trojans. Now trailing 14-12 with 2 minutes remaining in the period. Sizemore comes right through the Bulldog defense and does not get the layup to go. Rebounding it is Lydia Haskamp, but is taken away and put up by Anna Black, who now, I believe, has 8 points, Rob.
She's got eight. That's her first two. We're tied up at 14. 1:40 to go in the first.
So Kathman crosses the line. She's working one-on-two now. The Trojans looking to concentrate on her and launching a three on the other end. It is Obermeyer for the tray. For Batesville, they've got three threes of their own.
Three threes. Obermeyer's got two of them. She leads with eight.
Minute 20 remaining in the quarter. It's 17-14 Batesville, and a scrum on the floor. Jump ball. Where's the possession arrow go? It looks like to the Bulldogs.
Go to Batesville, and that makes for a fifth turnover now for East Central in the first quarter.
Is that uncharacteristic for the Trojans?
Well,
certainly this early?
Maybe possibly this early, but I know they've been a factor. You know, again, it just goes back to some inexperience on this end for East Central with pretty much a brand-new roster after the departure of some key players a year ago.
Sydney Campbell comes out for Batesville and is replaced by the only senior on the Batesville roster, Claire Sainer. Getting ready to come in is Ava Arnold for East Central. She does.
And she's going to come in for Cable.
Give a breather to Avery Cable, the freshman who was just in for a couple minutes. So ready to inbound on the baseline is Kylie Ferreira. Minute 18 remaining in the quarter.
Ended up switching the arrows. Actually, East Central basketball.
Ah, so the Trojans promptly throw it out of bounds. They had somebody break just the wrong way on that pass.
Yeah, they did. Someone decided to step up instead of receiving the baseline pass, so that is now officially the fifth turnover for East Central.
Full court pressure by the Trojans. Kathman breaks it across midcourt, and she trips at about the E on the court. It jumped up and grabbed her foot.
It's going to go against Ava Arnold. That'll be her first team's fourth. We still got a minute 03 to go here in the first, so any more East Central fouls that are common means Batesville shoots two for the remainder of the quarter.
Minute 3 remaining in the period, 17-14 Batesville. Obermeyer for another three. That's in and out, not there. Rebounded by Tegan Ligaber of the Trojans. And they quickly get it down the floor. Meredith Sizemore handles it for a moment. Comes over to the left side to Ava Arnold, who had that foul a moment ago. Ava is one of those point guard types. She's being covered by her counterpart, Kathman. And can't get the pass away. Finally does to Anna Black. Anna, calming things going to the right. She's covered by Sainer. Claire's a reliable presence for Batesville. The only senior leadership on the squad. It's a team of the future. And driving baseline was Ligaber, and she threw it just past Allie Peters, who I believe touched that, and it's going to remain Trojan ball.
See what they can work up here. Batesville's going to plug up the middle and also going to put four defenders out on the perimeter to try and prevent an open three-point attempt.
Kylie Ferreira, the designated inbounder, gets it to Ava Arnold. Ava now dribbling again against Kathman. Has to pick it up, gives it back to Ferreira. Kylie goes around the horn into the lane, drops it off on the side to Meredith Sizemore. Her three attempt is not good. Rebounded by Madeline Haskamp, Maddie. And then the ball goes down to Allie Peters for what was going to be a layup, but it rolled off the rim. No good at the horn. Our score at the end of one is Batesville 17, East Central 14, here in the Trojan Gym. Second period next on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, Eisen'sFamilyPizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Clean up easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Back at East Central High School, where the Batesville Bulldog girls have a three-point lead over the East Central Trojans in their first matchup of this season. East Central has looked good in several of their games. Batesville has made a huge effort and had a tough one last night in the loss to Greensburg. But, of course, all these young athletes are in super condition. So we're ready to start the second with Marley Obermeyer inbounding to Maddie Haskamp. And there's a three for Kaylin Kathman. Not there. Obermeyer on the rebound. Misses the layup on the left side. Comes back out to Kathman. Sydney Campbell has it now in the corner. Once again, Obermeyer launches a tray. Not there, and everyone dives forward on the floor. Claire Sainer was in there for the Bulldogs. At least three Trojans were there, and the possession arrow, I believe, will go to the Trojans. Yes.
Going to favor East Central. Three quick shots for Batesville. Ooh-wee. Which they scored 17 in the first quarter on 6 of 13 shooting. Both teams combined 7 made threes in the first 8 minutes.
Steal at midcourt by Kathman. She gets it down to Maddie Haskamp, and now off the glass. It's Obermeyer, misses it. Haskamp puts it back for two. The younger Haskamp, Madeline, with 5 points in the game so far. On a tray and that bunny shot. And here's a foul at midcourt.
It's going to go against Batesville's Madeline Haskamp. That'll be her first, team's first of the quarter. 5-point Lady Bulldog lead, 7:20 to go here in the second.
She's the entire headline for like a minute and a half in the game.
Yes, she is.
19-14 our score. Batesville with the 5-point lead, 7:20 remaining in the half, and a great game here at East Central High. My first time to be here, Rob. It's a beautiful facility, as they all are.
Easy to get lost here, that's for sure.
Oh, I've heard that. And there, Meredith Sizemore tries to go up. She was guarded and defended by the Bulldogs, and no foul, a clean block on that one.
Going to call the clean block, so first attempt officially for East Central, and the fourth defensive rebound for Batesville. In terms of rebounding right now, Lady Bulldogs have the edge at 9-7.
They are not used to having an advantage in many of their games this season, and there's a stolen inbound pass up over the rim for the Trojans. Not good, but it looks like they're going to be shooting two free throws with Nevaeh Tudor at the line. The foul.
That's going to go against Marley Obermeyer.
Yep, Marley. I believe that's her first.
Her first, okay. Team second.
Only two team fouls for Batesville. Doing them very well so far. Tudor on the stripe. 7:05 remaining on the clock. First one's away and bounces off the back of the rim.
0-for-3 start for East Central from the free throw line. Allie Peters back in for Batesville, and Marley Obermeyer going to come out.
Obermeyer really battling tonight. She always goes at it tough from what I've seen this season, but really, really getting after it this evening.
8 points in that first quarter, a big pace to the Batesville offense.
You bet.
Just getting a correction made.
All right, the officials get the arrow in the proper direction. Tudor will have her second shot here. Nevaeh puts it up, and good. Nice one for East Central there, and checking back in is Tegan Ligaber. I hope I'm close on that pronunciation, folks.
Means that Ferreira is going to come out. Actually make that Kylie Kelsey who comes out for East Central. There's that full court pressure again, yep, by the Lady Trojans.
It's been effective earlier in the game, not on that particular play. And Sydney Campbell, the freshman, beats it going down the left side, but then it's stolen right out of her hand in the lane as she was getting ready for a shot. Good steal there by Anna Black. Brings it back down for the Trojans, and now it is Tudor between the circles calling for some help. She gets Black to come forward, and then Nevaeh drives to the baseline herself. Has it knocked out of bounds, I believe, by Claire Sainer.
Can I say, last off with Sainer, Mitchell Taylor again trying to plead the case with the officiating crew, but will not get it.
Avery Cable back in for the inbound pass. And running out of time. She did run out of time. 5 seconds.
7 turnovers now for East Central. And going to see Kelsey immediately come back in for the Lady Trojans. She will replace Cable.
And that's somebody that comes with experience, just looking for the right person on the inbounds. And coming in now for the first time tonight, the other freshman besides Kaylin Kathman, who's been doing so well the last three games, Nora Wiedemann for Batesville. Allie Peters looking to get it in, and she finally does, but it goes right past Wiedemann and the defense of Meredith Sizemore to become Trojan ball in their front court with 6:39 to go in the half.
5 turnovers now for Batesville, a couple here in the last minute of the second quarter.
Bulldogs leading 19-15. And where will Sizemore inbound? Back on the baseline. Meredith gets it in, and there is a clean stuff by Allie Peters. So the shot, no good, from the hand of Kylie Kelsey. It's going to be Trojan ball again, and Black will inbound. Anna loops one high for Kelsey. She does not hand it off to Tudor, and the shot goes off the bottom of the backboard, and here comes Nora Wiedemann with it, getting back to Kaylin Kaufman. 2 point guards up front now for Batesville. Sainer on the left wing gets it briefly back to Wiedemann. There is Maddie Haskamp. Into the corner now to Kathman. Sainer goes into the lane and goes an underhand layup just off the front of the rim. Not good. And a foul underneath. I believe Claire goes to the line for that.
It's a real good strong take for Sainer, and foul's going to go again. That's going to be Lexi
Hatmaker, who had just come in.
It's going to be her first foul.
And fourth team foul on the Trojans.
Fourth of the overall of the game, the first here of the quarter. First free throws up and good for Claire Sainer.
Claire's first shot down. She's not a big scorer, but she's a super hard worker in the, five Batesville girls games I've seen so far. Always a workhorse. Misses that one. 6:03 to go in the half. now 20-15, Batesville. And the Trojans bring it down. The call at midcourt is a foul on Nora Wiedemann.
It's going to be her first, and that'll be Batesville's third of the quarter.
She is a tenacious point guard. Maybe gets a little more hand action than Kathman does, but they're both super sharp dribbling the ball up court. Now it's Nevaeh Tudor, their counterpart, going to the right and passing it out to the wing. Kathman and Maddie Haskamp were harassing the Trojan that had the ball. The jump shot underneath, not good. Rebounded by Anna Black, and another foul. This will be against the Dogs, and Maddie Obermeyer will come back in.
It's going to go again. It's asking me Madeline Haskamp. That's going to be her second. So Marley Obermeyer comes in for her.
Yeah, of course. And I was thinking of Maddie Haskamp, who has two along with Lydia, her sister.
Tell you what, as good as the shooting was in the first quarter, Jim, it's been ice cold for both teams here in the second quarter.
Here in the second, boy, no kidding. No kidding at all.
1-7 for the two teams combined here in the second frame.
Nevaeh Tudor dribbles it off her own foot, is picked up by Marley Obermeyer. And so the Bulldogs bring it back. Almost a steal by Anna Black. Back to Kathman, and a long three for Obermeyer. Not there. They're going to say Allie Peters went over a back on the rebound.
And that's going to be the second against Peters. So now you've got Madeline Haskamp, Lydia Haskamp, and Allison Peters all with two fouls. Peters will have to come out Campbell in. This might be the opportunity here for East Central to strike, trailing by five.
Yeah, the exchange of Campbell for Peters does knock the Bulldogs down a couple inches.
Now you get free throws here because you hit the five-foul limit of the quarter.
Of the quarter. So that's how this five-quarter thing works.
Yes,
five-foul thing works. So Anna Black is on the stripe for East Central. First one's away. Good. Nice one for Anna there.
Substitution coming in for East Central. Kylie Ferreira back in, and it'll be Kelsey taking the seat.
Is Ferreira that same type of fire plugs points guard? When she's out there?
Yeah, I would agree. I think Ferreira brings some energy out there for you, and plus she's a junior, so she is one that's got some experience, and it's going to be Black knocking down both free throws. She's got 10 here in the first half.
20-17 now our score. Batesville in the lead, and Wiedemann dribbles all the way in, gets it back out to her fellow freshman, Sydney Campbell. In the lane to Sainer, and out to the right wing to Wiedemann. Jump shot not there. Sainer with the rebound. Can she go up again? She can, and it's good. Sainer again working it inside, making it happen. 22-17, now 5 minutes remaining in the half. Trojans having a tough time with the Bulldogs tonight. And it is Nevaeh Tudor passing one away over to the right side. And you hear some Bulldog fans behind us as Sainer got clobbered as she went down. This will be on Tegan Ligaber.
It's going to be her first foul, team second. Sainer's been just a real nice energy booster, and especially with Peters and the Haskamps both out with two fouls. That is senior leadership right there, and she has been all over the floor here in the second.
The only one on the team. And so here is Marley Obermeyer inbounding, and there's a nice steal. Great interception by Meredith Sizemore.
But then East Central turns it over.
Throws it right out of bounds.
Turnover starting to pile up for East Central, preventing them from making a comeback here. They're now at 10 here in the first half, and we still got 4:49 to go here in the second.
5-point lead for Batesville, 22-17. They are not used to, Rob, having an advantage this season. They've trailed almost every game that we've seen for them. So this is a big change of pace. Kaylin Kathman gets the inbound pass, brings it across midcourt, goes to Wiedemann on the left wing. She gets it away quickly to Obermeyer. Marley tries to take the lane, cannot. She's covered well out there by Anna Black. And now it comes to Sydney Campbell. And timeout called by Coach Taylor. He had to actually get in the official's ear at midcourt to get that one called. 4.5 minutes remaining in the half. And, wow, this is getting to be quite the game, Rob. We've got a good one for the first half of our doubleheader.
Yeah, we do. You take a look at the stat sheet right now, and everything, for the most part, pretty much evened out on paper. Of course, aside from the scoring, and Batesville's been able to do enough here to keep East Central at bay. Mentioned a little bit ago, it's just been a turnover for East Central. I feel like what both teams are doing extremely well right now is defensively. They just continue to change things up, and I think what that's done for both teams, it's sped them up to a pace that they really don't want to play right now. So I think that's why mistakes continue to gather up. right now sitting at 16 combined turnovers with about five or six of them coming here in about the last 3.5 minutes.
And that's a theme we've seen with several teams, boys and girls, in the last couple weeks of the season, was an opponent trying to speed you up to a pace you don't want and get your game to fall apart. And it's worked a lot of times. Hasn't worked for these squads yet here tonight.
No, it hasn't yet. But, you know, I even go back to, you know, a weekend ago having a chance to see Batesville's boys play Southwestern Hanover
right.
in a game where they fell hard. And it's just the fact that Batesville had to play a pace that they did not want to. But here in this game, we're seeing two teams that are playing a pace I don't think either one are real comfortable with.
So Marley Obermeyer inbounds to Claire Sainer again. The senior gets it away to the freshman, Kathman. Kalen goes left wing. Now it's back to Obermeyer. Marley goes down to Nora Wiedemann on the right corner. Not there. Up front to Obermeyer again. Looking for Sainer on the left wing. Claire takes it into the lane. Dribbles it back out. Now it's Wiedemann. Looking for someone to go to. That's Obermeyer. Sainer is essentially the big body on the floor now. Sidney Campbell's taller, but Claire has more of a physical presence. And it's going to be two shots for the Bulldogs.
Going to be Wiedemann going to the line, and that's going to be foul number two on Nevaeh Tudor for East Central, and that is their third. Now, I got a chance to watch Wiedemann for the first time a couple weeks ago in Batesville's
like
loss
that?
Against Shelbyville. I tell you what, she she is a ball of fire, to say
yeah,
the least,
yeah.
And she's got no fear and smallest one on the floor, but has no problem penetrating down to the bucket, and she hits that first free throw, and now Batesville up by six at 23-17.
I've got to agree with you, Rob. Nora didn't play the first game and a half or so I saw for Batesville, but then she's been in all the rest, and it's just made a huge difference, and so has Kathman. The freshman point guard's doing a great job, and the second free throw is also good. It's now 24-17. I think that's the big lead of the game.
You are correct.
4:07 remaining in the half. Here come the Trojans, and it's Anna Black. Cool, calm, bringing it up against the other number 24, Marley Obermeyer. Gets a nice pass away to Meredith Sizemore for three, and it's off the glass. Not there. Kylie Ferreira comes down with a rebound. She may have been fouled. I think she was.
It's going to send East
no,
Central.
No, it's going to be on Ferreira.
Okay, there you go.
Wow.
So that's her first. That'll be the East Central's fourth of the quarter. So now both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the first half. Just an interesting stat. East Central, 14 points first quarter. They have yet to hit a field goal here in the second. Just
wow.
Three free throws made.
A foul for Kylie on the way to the ball. And now Anna Black picks it off from Kathman underneath, drops to the floor, and there's another foul called. Obermeyer trying to explain things to Coach Taylor. And this is going to go against Kathman.
It's going to be her first, so sending to the free throw line, Anna Black, who's looking for points 11 and 12 here in the first half.
Now, Anna's a junior, and I guess in these couple ball clubs, that qualifies as a pretty experienced veteran.
Yeah, I would agree, and she was someone that did provide for this varsity roster last year. She makes that free throw, so she's got 11 here in the half, and it's back down to a two-possession game, 24-18. Batesville up by 6, 3:51 to go first.
A quiet 11 points for Anna. She's been doing everything else on the floor, and I don't think we may have noticed the scoring as much. That one's also good, a swish. 12 points, a big difference for the East Central Trojans from Anna Black.
Well, one big improvement here in the second quarter is the fact the East Central now 5 of 6 from the charity stripe to keep them within striking distance here in the quarter despite no field goals.
Down only only 5, 24-19. Full pressure, and here come the Bulldogs, exhorted by their fans who are right behind us. Obermeyer gets it to Wiedemann, and Nora is fouled as she tries to get it across to Sidney Campbell.
It's going to put Wiedemann, though, at the free throw line. 15 foul against East Central.
Three freshmen on the floor at the moment for the Bulldogs, and that will go against Kylie Kelsey.
That's going to be her second foul. So for Batesville, you've got both Haskamps and Peters with two fouls. Now for East Central, you've got Kelsey with two and Tudor with two.
Wiedemann back on the stripe for a pair. One of the three freshmen, Obermeyer's a junior, and Sainer, the only senior.
Wiedemann makes
Bulldogs.
That first. It's real, that's a real friendly roll for being on the road.
That was. It was a rim that says, all right, fine, we'll let you in. 3:41 remaining in the half, 25-19, the Batesville lead. Again, the Bulldogs have not had leads often this last couple weeks, and they have not played with one long. Second shot is not good, rebounded by the Trojans, and here comes Anna Black once again. Over into the hands of Nevaeh Tudor is back in. She gets a nice spin move, but it's taken away by Nora Wiedemeyer, and she's fouled by Kylie Ferreira.
And now that makes Ferreira with two fouls. So now both teams with three players apiece, all coming in the first half with two fouls. Wiedemann back at the free throw line. This will be attempts 5 and 6 for her. That could push us back out to a two-possession lead with 3:27 to go in the second.
She's 4-4 so far. And those two foul players, that first one's good for Wiedemann this time. Those two foul players, Rob, I'm thinking could get into trouble early in the third quarter, which may be what the Bulldogs are counting on.
Well, you're going to have to rest quite a few here for the remainder of the half and then try and reset here for the second. Second free throw, no good for Wiedemann. Now 4 of 6 from the line in the second quarter. 7-point Batesville lead, 26-19.
Good rebound for Lightaber, and she gets it right to Anna Black, who brings the ball across midcourt. Now it's back to Teagan in the circle, and she hands it away. It's taken away by Kathman and then taken back by the Trojans.
It's going to put Batesville back at the free throw line, and now another player for East Central with two fouls. That's going to be Arnold. And sends the free throw line this time around. Kathman has not scored yet tonight, but pretty much has just been the director of traffic in terms of offense for Batesville at that point guard position.
Kaylin has been a steady presence in these games she's played, about the last three, maybe three and a half, for the Bulldogs. Again, the composure she has out there as, you know, a 14-year-old. It's just kind of remarkable when you really think about it, especially in a game like this. First shot's good. Second one back of the rim, not. And that is Meredith Sizemore with the rebound for the Trojans, bringing it right back down the right side. Gets it into the corner. No, it's taken away by Nora Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer gets it back to Sainer for the Bulldogs. 2:55 to go in the half. Claire backs into the lane and tries to take it up. She's double-teamed. She walks. No foul there, but a travel, and Claire did take an extra step there.
Well, it surprised me right now, but East Central defensively is the fact they continue to play man-to-man here in the first half. Foul trouble. You thought maybe you play zone and pack it in and play it safe, but perhaps putting some pressure on here just for the fact that you're down by 8 with 2:40 to go before halftime.
So it is Black going to Lightaber at the circle. Now, on the right wing driving baseline, it was, Tudor down there, and we have another whistle. Whose ball will it be?
It's going to be East Central.
It will be East Central's, yes. Black to inbound on the baseline. 2.5 minutes remaining in the half. And the, wow, the jump shot from Lightaber was almost in, rolled right out. 27-19, the 8-point Batesville lead. What a game it is for both these squads. Obermeyer on the left wing gets it into the corner to Wiedemeyer. The 3-pointer in and out, not good. Anna Black wins it back. And she gets it away to Tudor once again. Nevaeh backing out from the left wing. Covered out there by Wiedemeyer. They are almost the same girl. Same size, both blonde, and it's a switch of jerseys.
East Central going to call a timeout to save the jump ball, which would have went to Batesville. 2 to go here in the first half. It's a 27-19 lead for Batesville. And talk about cold shooting again for these two teams in the first half.
How cold are they?
Yes. Well, how cold? Ice cold. You look at Batesville right now. They are 2 of 9 from the field here in the second quarter. East Central right now is 0 of 7 in the second frame. So right now you're looking at Batesville, who has managed to score 10 points. A lot of that, though, coming from the free throw line here in the second period. Lady Trojans have been held to just 5 points from the free throw line here in the second quarter. And, it's just right now been a matter of not only shots being missed, but neither team's been able to string together anything consistently on offense for the fact that turnovers continue to pile up. Batesville's got 8 here in the first half, and East Central now is at 13.
13 turnovers in the half. Wow. That is critical. 2 minutes exactly remaining, 27-19, the Batesville lead. And remember, we're going to have the boys game between these two schools later on this evening. So we invite you to stay right where you are on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the WRBI app. Here are the Trojans putting it back in play. And in the corner is Kylie Ferreira for a jumper in and out, not there. Sydney Campbell rebounds it. The freshman for Batesville gets it back to her classmate Kathman. Now it's junior Marley Obermeyer on the left wing. Underneath it goes to Kathman. Back out to Claire Sainer. Obermeyer dribbling to her right, loses the handle in the lane, And coming up with it for the Trojans is Ava Arnold. She gets it all the way down court to Avery Cable, who's back in, and another whistle.
And that's going to go against Nora Wiedemann, and that's going to be her second foul. So now you've got four players for Batesville with two fouls, four players for East Central with two fouls. It's been a slow-moving second quarter just for the fact so many whistles here in this second period.
Each team could instantly run into foul trouble when the third quarter gets underway. Anna Black on the stripe for the shots here. First one high off the back of the rim, not there. Rebounding position for Batesville, Sydney Campbell at 5'10", and Sainer at around 5'9". A relatively small lineup for Batesville at the moment. Anna's second shot is away. Good. Nice one for Anna Black. And Kylie Ferreira checks back in now for East Central. Taking a seat is Ava Arnold, the junior.
Man-to-man full-court pressure for East Central. Going to try and force a turnover.
Obermeyer gets it into Campbell, and she's tied up under there, but saves it, and then it gets away. Cable comes up with it for the Trojans, and setting the offense up front, it's Anna Black. Over to the right side is Sizemore in the corner. It is Ferreira for a shot. She was partially blocked. Now Kaylin Kathman brings it up. Quickly down to the left corner to Campbell. Obermeyer on the wing. Sainer out front on the right side. Just under a minute to go now. 55 seconds left. Sainer gets it back to Obermeyer. Bulldogs winging it around, daring the Trojans to come out and apply some defense. Wiedemeyer goes left, back to Sainer. 40 seconds. Coach Taylor yelling the instructions, as you can hear, right next to us. Kathman out near midcourt. Backing it out, covered out there by Avery Cable. Avery's watching her eyes, and penetration. Wow.
Make that turnover number 11. Now East Central has a chance to get the final say. We'll see if Batesville can apply some pressure. They will right at the midcourt stripe with Kathman.
24 seconds remaining in the half. Here's Meredith Sizemore coming up front to Cable. And Avery almost has it stolen, but gets it back to Sizemore. 12 seconds. Meredith's in the left corner now. Ferreira underneath and gets it under to Tegan Ligaber for a layup. That's good at 8 seconds remaining.
First field goal of the quarter for East Central.
And the first foul of the night for senior Claire Sainer of Batesville. Maybe at an inopportune time, narrowing the gap to only 5 points. Good bucket there for Tegan.
Could be four here. And free throws up and no good.
High off the back of the rim, Sydney Campbell skies for that rebound, and fighting her forward on the floor is Ferreira. Goes to Kathman. She fires it up with 0.3 seconds. That would have been good, but it was off the back of the rim and not. So our score at the intermission, wow, what a girls' game it is. It is the Batesville Bulldogs leading the Trojans of East Central 27-22, and we'll be back to recap it. Rob LaFerry and yours truly, Jim Williams, on 103.9 FM, also WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
And let's take a look at a big area score from the Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. In the challenge, the Challengers got it done. Number 3 Purdue Boilermakers have defeated the number 1 men's college team in the country, the Arizona Wildcats, in the Indy Classic, 92-84. Great job by the Boilers, and want to hear more details about that game later on in the evening, Rob. Right here, we've got a house on fire with a girls' contest that may be the best I've seen so far in the state. It's 27-22 Batesville with the intermission at hand. And how are these individual players doing?
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the individual numbers, then we can go ahead and step aside and take a look at the team numbers coming up after the break. But for Batesville, they got it done, especially from the free throw line in the second quarter. They're being led by Marley Obermeyer with 8 points. Allison Peters has 5 4-points from Nora Wiedemann. 2 points apiece from Sydney Campbell, Madeline Haskamp, and Lydia Haskamp. And then you've also got 3 points from Claire Sainer. And taking a look, 1 point for Kaylin Kathman. Batesville plagued with foul troubles. Never really a consistent lineup in there for the Lady Bulldogs. So it took a complete team effort to get this 5 point lead at halftime, because you've got Wiedemann, Kathman, Madeline Haskamp, Allison Peters, and Lydia Haskamp all with 2 fouls. For East Central, Anna Blacksman getting the job done. She's got 13 points to lead all scores. She got help from Nevaeh Tudor early on. 4 points for her in the half, 3 points from Kylie Ferreira, and 2 points from Tegan Ligaber. 1 field goal for East Central in the second quarter, and we'll talk about the shooting numbers coming up after the break. And we mentioned the foul trouble for Batesville. Same thing can be said for East Central. Tudor, Ferreira, Arnold, Kylie, Kelsey, all with 2 fouls apiece. And certainly we'll be looking at those fouls as we get ready for the second half of play.
Man, the foul situation is every bit as difficult as we thought it was when we kept seeing these twos stack up. As far as play outside the fouls, when these players weren't knocking each other around, this is a really entertaining first half of high school hoops.
Yeah, you know, there's been plenty of mistakes, and again, I think some of the team numbers will reflect that, along with the fouls and you know, some of the scoring woes that we talked about. But you know, overall, I will say this: extremely physical ball game, and it's extremely competitive thing. Ball game. I think the big thing for me is in the first half, you know, away from the miscues, I think both teams played a little too sped up, but give credit to both teams' defenses for being able to mix things up to really speed this one up to where it's not just one team who's uncomfortable, it's both teams. So we'll see what adjustments are made coming up here for half number two, and Batesville got to like where they're at. Nice little cushion with 5 points. And again, says a lot because of the fact that you've had some of your star players on the bench in foul trouble.
Absolutely. And the Batesville Bulldogs have been battling in each of the games that I've had a chance to see these couple weeks, including last night. That was a really tough one against Greensburg, although Greensburg went out and got a big margin victory. They could tell they were in a battle throughout, and it seems like the Bulldogs are trying to get the actual results of all their hustle here tonight.
Yeah, I think so. And one of the problems that Batesville's had this year has been the struggle to play four full competitive quarters. They've got two so far. Now can they finish that job here in the third and the fourth when it matters most, especially holding a five-point lead? And this has been a position against a good program that they've had a struggle to finish with the past couple of years. It would be a big step up for them to get this 16 minutes under their belt and get this win.
Absolutely. It should be a great second half, and we'll find out in just a couple minutes. Again, at the intermission, it is the Batesville Bulldogs leading the East Central Trojans 27-22 in girls' play. Stick with us for the boys' game between these two schools later on as well. We'll take a couple minutes and be right back to get the second half underway in just a few moments on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Rob and Jim with you here tonight. Girls high school basketball on Country 103.9 sees Batesville at halftime leading East Central by a score of 27-22. Let's take a look at the team numbers before the start of the second half for the Batesville Lady Bulldogs. They are currently shooting 8 of 23 from the field, 5 of 12 from two-point range, 3 of 11 from three-point range. They are 8 of 12 from the free throw line. For East Central right now, they are 6 of 18 from the field, 6 of 10 from the free throw line. Other team stats, Batesville right now with 15 rebounds, 6 on the offensive end. They've got 11 turnovers in the contest, 7 points off of turnovers, 4 points in the paint, and 4 second chance points. For East Central, a total of 18 rebounds, 5 on the offensive end. The Lady Trojans with 13 turnovers, 3 points off of Batesville turnovers, and 2 points in the paint. You put it all together, Batesville a 27-22 leader at the half as we get ready to get the second half up and going. And it appears it will be East Central basketball to begin the second half as Jim is back for the play-by-play.
And Rob, the Bulldogs have not had a lead very often, and certainly not for long, in the previous games that I've been able to catch. So they would do themselves a world of psychological good if they can hang on to this through the end. Let's see. Marley Obermeyer inbounds to Kaylin Kathman as the Bulldogs are going right to left in this second half.
Batesville ball as opposed to East Central. They switch the arrow at the last second.
Allie Peters gets the ball momentarily, gets it back to Lydia Haskamp, and now it's in the corner to Sydney Campbell. Sydney had to jump for that one and bounce it off the leg of Kylie Ferreira.
Yep, looks like East Central finally going to elect to go to a bit of a zone defense here and plug up this middle now that you've got Haskamp and Peters back in. Again, foul trouble, something to watch for here in the second half.
For both teams, it's not just one that's having that issue after that first half. Kathman on the baseline to inbound in the first 21 seconds of the third quarter. There goes directly to Marley Obermeyer. Jump shot for a three, not good. Obermeyer gets her own rebound, gets it back to Haskamp, and now it's Kathman, the freshman, for three. Nails it! What a shot for Kaylin Kathman, Rob.
It's going to be her first field goal of the ball game. She's got four.
It's 30-22, Batesville. The Trojans want to counter that very quickly. Up front is Nevaeh Tudor. Over to the right side, the lady who got a quiet 13 points in that first half, Anna Black. She's out there being covered by Peters. Now there's a tough presence. Now it's back in the hands of Tudor. To Black in the corner, still harassed by Peters. And he dribbles it back up. Now into the corner once again. And Tudor can't get to the baseline past Kathman. Elbows her away a little bit. Kaylin sticking with her. And again, it's Black. They can't get the ball where they want it to go. Now it is in the hands of Kylie Kelsey. And they're going to say Kylie walked on the way to the bucket, Rob. That was a long stretch where they couldn't get the ball where they wanted to go. And when they did, a turnover.
Weigaber back in for East Central. Looks like Batesville is also now flashing that 2-3 zone in the half-court set. Now Batesville has to go full court. East Central back with the full-court pressure.
So Obermeyer inbounds to Kathman, and the freshman brings it across the mid-court stripe. 6:35 to go in the third. Still 30-22, Batesville. Kathman surveying the landscape. Gets it to Haskamp. Then over to Obermeyer on the wing. Back up to Kathman. Obermeyer has it again. Marley dribbles up front. Now it's Kathman on the wing. Into the corner to Sydney Campbell for three. No. Rattles in and out, and Anna Black comes down with a big rebound. It is Kylie up front, and there is a stuff by Campbell, but it may also be a foul.
I'm going to go ahead and say it's a block shot and say a ball rolled out of bounds. So
that
Campbell
is exactly
with a clean
what they're
going to
say. Man, Meredith Sizemore taking a tumble on that one. 6:08 to go in the third, 30-22, Batesville. And Kylie Ferreira inbounds, gets it two size more, and then it's underneath to Leigaber, and Teagan fumbles that away. Bulldog ball. Kathman just under 6 minutes now. Left wing to Obermeyer. Back up to Kathman. Campbell on the right wing. Again, Sydney's a freshman, and gets it underneath, gets a shot up and in and out. And Meredith Sizemore comes away with it for the Trojans. She dribbles it well across midcourt. Now it's Ferreira on the left wing. Back to Sizemore, stripped away from her by Kathman. And here comes Obermeyer with a drive into the lane. A left-handed hook shot that's low. Allie Peters tries to save it, and she put it off the bottom of the backboard, which is out of bounds. So it's going to be Trojan ball.
Now, East Central's got four rebounds already here in the third quarter, but on the downside, three turnovers for the Lady Trojans. That time, Obermeyer, a little too rushed with the shot, allows the Lady Trojans to take over.
And what a double team it is on Ferreira as Allie Peters forced that one out of bounds. Sydney Campbell was right with Kylie as well. Anna Black will now throw it in. Two Ferreira. And Kylie finally breaks the press. But she double dribbles at midcourt. Yet another turnover. 5:15 to go in the third. East Central trailing Batesville by eight. Marley Obermeyer inbounds. Kathman brings it across the stripe. Now all the Bulldogs move. Trojans concentrate on Kathman and the ball. It's Anna Black giving her some good defense. Sydney Campbell between the circles. Back to Kathman. Dribbling right, one-handed pass inside, and there is Obermeyer for three. Off the back of the rim, no, and Ferreira brings down the rebound. Gets it to Sizemore. Meredith just outside the arc. Now dribbling to her right. Anna Black cuts through, no chance for a pass there. Kylie Kelsey looking to go inside, no. It's on the wing against Sizemore. And Allie Peters got a good block, but got around it. Kelsey now comes around the circle. back to the right side and in for, is it three or is it two, Weigaber?
It's going to be a two-pointer.
It's
for
a two-pointer.
Foot was on the line. Nonetheless, a good shot.
30-24, very nice jumper for Tegan. Trojans are going to want to keep that in mind. Kaylin Kathman goes to a wide open Obermeyer on the right wing. There's Allie Peters. Back to Kathman. Clock running under 4 minutes. Of course, Taylor always intense, never satisfied, even when his team is playing well.
Yep. He is into it from the get-go.
Absolutely. A fired-up young man. And there is Allie Peters with a 15-foot, a 12-foot jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. Second shot off the rim. No good. Sizemore with a rebound. Here come the Trojans. And Anna Black travels as she throws the one-hand pass.
Five turnovers now in the quarter for East Central. They're up to 18 for the game. Going to see Nevaeh Tudor come in for East Central. Ferreira will take a seat.
The frustration on the Trojans' end has got to be rising.
The East Central's actually lucked out because they've had 18 turnovers, but Batesville's only scored 7 points off of them.
Ah, good point. 3.5 minutes remaining in the third. Here's Obermeyer on the pass from Kathman. Now Marley brings it up front between the circles. Goes to her left. That's Sydney Campbell. Inside it goes to Lydia Haskamp. She's going to be shooting two.
It's the first foul of the third quarter after a foul-happy second frame.
There were a lot of them in there. Tegan Leigaber with the foul.
It's her second. Puts five players now with two fouls, which at this point in the game, having two is really not going to harm you too much, especially since both teams have played rather clean from a foul standpoint here to start out the second half. Haskamp makes the first free throw.
And it is her younger sister, Maddie, who checks in for Sydney Campbell. So both Haskamp sisters are in. Campbell gets a break, playing great for a freshman. Again, three freshmen have been on the floor at the same time most of the game for Batesville. Second shot is not good. Rebounded by the Trojans, and that is Nevaeh Tudor bringing it back across midcourt. Going to the left wing, that to Anna Black. Now Tudor in the corner. She's kind of trapped back there with Kathman, but she dribbles out of it and gets it up front now to Sizemore. Over on the right side, it is Kylie Kelsey. Kelsey, defended by Allie Peters. That's not an enviable position at all. Now Sizemore has it, and the Trojans starting to wing it around. Getting some good passes there. Anna Black drives in, one on three, and throws it off somebody's foot and out of bounds, and it's going to be off the Bulldogs. Remain Trojans ball.
Avery Cable in for East Central, and going to see, looks like 23, Kylie Kelsey back out.
31-24 our score, 2:46 to go in the third. A great girls game. Boys action coming up on WRBI as well. Stay right where you are, and we will too here at East Central. We'll switch up personnel a little bit, though.
And switch out phones.
Yeah, that too.
I can't leave mine here for you.
Sorry about that, Ron. It is Nevaeh Tudor passing off to the right. This is Anna Black. Again, 13 points in that first half. She really saved the Trojans a lot of trouble. There's Meredith Sizemore going down to the right corner, and it was Cable coming in, but not quite having it, and Tegan Leigaber couldn't get the rebound to put that back up. So it's going to be whose ball? Bulldogs ball. Marley Obermeyer with the inbound. Long up to midcourt. That to Allie Peters. She's one on two, and the left-handed layup is not good, but putting it back up and getting two shots will be Lydia Haskamp. The big girls kind of spelling each other and seeing what each other's doing. The foul on Cable.
Pretty impressive, the fact when you take a look at Batesville with a 7-point lead right now. They've done it with Peters and Lydia Haskamp only combining for eight.
How about that? And Lydia's first is off the back of the rim. Not much better than the jump shot she just had go off.
Substitution, Ferreira quickly back in. Cable out. Cable's been someone they brought off the bench as a freshman who kind of plugs up a minute or so for you just to get someone a breather. So doing her job for this East Central team.
And Ferreira's been hustling so hard, that's needed. Second shot by Haskamp is good. Claire Sainer, the only senior, back in for Batesville. And getting a break is Lydia Haskamp. Her sister Maddie is in, covering Ferreira with the ball in the backcourt now. And the Trojans work it up court. Here's Meredith Sizemore for a short jumper. She was blocked and will be going to the line for a pair of free throws herself.
That's a late whistle.
It was. The ball was way out of bounds before it was called. And this is going to be on Allie Peters. He signaled 50, but it's number 40.
Now they're going to go ahead and they have to have a discussion about exactly who the foul was called on.
I guess so.
It's going to go against 20.
Oh, 20. That'll be Maddie Haskamp.
And that made Batesville even more mad. That's going to be Madeline Haskamp's third. Now the officials are going to discuss again.
Coach Taylor not happy at all, as you might imagine. He didn't use any language as he got closer to our mics, but...
and that's what matters most.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now they're going to get it corrected. Now it's going to go against Sainer.
A third different player. This time Claire Sainer, the lone Batesville senior, and the other number 30, Meredith Sizemore, will be shooting it for East Central. Meredith is close to 6 feet, Rob, and that's a nice, smooth free throw she had there.
It's her first point of the ball game.
If she'd only had the opportunity for some of those jump shots to go.
Yep.
First one's down for Meredith. And Kylie Kelsey will be coming back in a moment. Second one swishes through. Not a problem. Checking back in is Nevaeh Tudor. And here comes Kylie Kelsey. She will give a break to Tegan Ligaber. Tegan's been really crashing inside against these big Bulldogs. Marley Obermeyer with another inbound pass. She gets it to Peters. Allie dribbles up like a point guard, although she's 5'11".
Nice.
And gets it across. What a pass it is to Maddie Haskamp. Up front now to Kathman. Sainer to Obermeyer. Left wing. Nowhere to go. Back to Claire. It's on the right side to Kathman, and she throws it right into the hands of Nevaeh Tudor. Tudor brings it up quickly. Again, she does lots of things quickly. Ferreira has it for a moment. Back to Nevaeh. Minute 25 to go in the third. Batesville leading by 6. And chasing Ferreira down the baseline was Obermeyer, and I think they're going to call Marley.
Yep.
For some contact.
It's going to be her second foul.
It absolutely is Obermeyer, and the clock stops at 1:22 to go in the third. Batesville leading 32-26. Allie Peters gets a break, and Maddie Haskamp is back in with Sydney Campbell. And so Nevaeh Tudor has the ball now. Gets it underneath, and with a jump shot for the Trojans, it's Kylie Kelsey. She'll be going to the stripe for a pair.
Foul. That'll be the 14th foul against Batesville.
And this is Maddie Haskamp on the foul. Her third. 32-26. Minute 16 remaining in the third.
First free throw opportunities for Kylie Kelsey. And she's looking for her first point tonight.
Kylie puts it up and off the left side of the rim.
Looked like she pushed that one a little bit.
That was the shot. I hadn't seen that for, 50 years? The push shot used to be a big thing. Now there's
that
a more conventional shot. Yes. That one went down for Kylie. And checking back in for Maddie Haskamp is her sister Lydia, who is a big presence for Batesville and has been tonight and has been effective in that role. Minute 16 to go in the third. 32-27. The Bulldogs and a travel on Kaylin Kathman. As she brought the ball up against Tudor, the East Central bench was erupting because they thought Tudor was getting an inappropriate foul call, but no, it's a travel on the Bulldogs. Minute 10 left in the third. Allie Peters wants to come back in at the next whistle. Checks in, and Anna Black dribbles at midcourt for the Trojans. Looking for someone to throw to. Getting harassed out there by Sydney Campbell. Here's Kathman on the left wing against Tudor. Kathman and Tudor, couple wiry point guards, and there was an underhand hook shot by Nevaeh that was not good. Campbell comes away with it, gets it right up front to Claire Sainer, and Claire travels with it for Batesville.
10 turnovers combined now in this third quarter as Peters checks in for Batesville. And again, it's shooting that continues to be a struggle ever since a hot shooting first quarter for both teams. Batesville right now just has one field goal in the third quarter. They're one of nine. East Central has just one. They are one of four.
And there are less than 40 seconds remaining in said quarter. 32-27, the Batesville lead. Double team on Black, and she gets the pass away. Now it is Ferreira going inside. Sizemore has no path. Back to Ferreira in the corner. She's almost cut off on the baseline and throws it right back to Kathman of the Bulldogs. Less than 20 seconds remaining in the period. Kalen backs away toward midcourt. 13 seconds. Over to Sydney Campbell, left wing. Campbell dribbles to the center herself. To Kathman on the wing. In the corner, it's Marley Obermeyer. Over the rim, not there. Campbell tries for the rebound, is picked up by Tudor. And just getting to midcourt at the horn was Kylie Ferreira. At the end of three, it is the Batesville Bulldog girls leading the East Central Trojans here at East Central, 32-27. It's closer, and we have an exciting fourth quarter coming up in a moment on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
The Sports Voice. Country 103.9 WRBI. Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. For over a century, JC Bank has offered banking, investments, and trust services to South Central Indiana. And there's exciting news for Decatur County. JC Bank is opening soon in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street. Whether you need a high-interest savings account or a mortgage, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And we are WRBI Batesville, St. Leon, Greensburg, and Versailles. And our broadcasts are brought to you tonight by great sponsors, including Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt & Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. It's 32-27 starting the fourth quarter of this girls' game between the Batesville Bulldogs and the Trojans of East Central. And Marley Obermeyer steals the ball from East Central, gets it up to Allie Peters, and the Bulldogs are looking for another score. Both teams cold shooting in the third quarter. It's a five-point Bulldog lead at the moment. Kaylin Kathman going back to Obermeyer on the right wing. Back up front to Kathman. Good defense awaiting the Bulldogs from the Trojans. Sydney Campbell on the left wing, almost broken up by Tudor. Obermeyer gets it back, comes into the lane, doesn't take a shot. Kathman launches three and gets it.
That's a big shot to start out the fourth quarter. That puts you back out to an eight-point lead. Second triple knocked down by Kathman here in the first half. Those have been the only two field goals, by the way, for Batesville in this half.
Ah, 35-27 is where the score goes after that one. Back to an eight-point bulge. 7:08 remaining in the game, in regulation play, we should say. Fourth quarter, 52 seconds old. Meredith Sizemore inbounds for East Central. Gets away to Anna Black. Black gets past Obermeyer, and Obermeyer's been applying some serious defense. There's a good three for Nevaeh Tudor. No, it's just left of the rim. And trying to make the save inbounds was Kylie Kelsey. Really hustling after that one, Rob. Kylie's been kind of silent, but mostly away from the ball, but doing some great things defensively.
Yeah, she's been doing some really good things defensively, and wow, Batesville gets a big full-court pass downhill. Peters up for two. That one's
in. Allie's in there, yep.
Her first point since the first quarter.
And that's exactly what East Central wanted to have happen, except it's now a 10-point deficit for them. Anna Black on the left wing for the Trojans. Into the lane, it is Kylie Ferreira. She's harassed, gets it up front to Sizemore. And foul on Kalen Kathman.
It's going to be her second, team's first. And
she kind of clocked Meredith on that one, Rob.
Yep. Coach Taylor saying that it was Sizemore who pushed off first.
We'd have to look at the video, and gee, it's not available. 6:34 remaining in regulation.
We can't call Gene in New York?
No. Oddly, 37-27. And here come the Trojans. They're looking to back it in. Sizemore up front. They do not back it in. Tudor double-teamed at the line at the arc. And, oh, they're going to call Sydney Campbell for that one.
It's going to be her first foul, team second.
Sydney's such a promising freshman at certainly 5'9", I'd say 5'10", if the other girls are 5'11". They've got young height on this girls' team for Batesville that should do them well in the next couple years. 6'17 remaining, 37-27, Bulldogs. Trojans just cannot get nearer the hoop. It's Anna Black. Calm, cool, collected, Anna seems to be. She was left of the arc, went to the right, and Campbell's all over in her face, gets it to Ferreira on the baseline, up off the glass for two. That is a nice shot for Kylie Kelsey.
Her first field goal tonight brings it down to an eight-point game.
About a six-footer, Marley Obermeyer brings it up. There is a long jumper from the baseline for Lydia Haskamp. Couple players on the floor, and the ball goes to the Trojans. Ferreira brings it up out of that scrum. And the action stops with ball in the hands of Meredith Sizemore. Another foul.
It's going to go against Peters. That'll be her third, and that's now the third team foul in the quarter for Batesville. And certainly you don't want fouls to continue to pile up and give East Central time not only to stop the clock down eight, but then get to the free throw line and cut down on the deficit.
Second for Allie, and she's been hustling like crazy. She was breathing hard when she came out. Cindy Campbell is back in there. Also, Maddie Haskamp, along with her sister Lydia, who's still in. Dribbling around the circle is Tudor, and she throws a right to Maddie Haskamp. Kaylin Kathman comes across midcourt. 5:20 remaining. Still Batesville with an 8-point lead, 37-29. At the foul line, it's Lydia Haskamp. Over to Maddie on the left corner. Now it's Obermeyer, and just could not get it to Lydia inside. It's taken away by Anna Black and the Trojans. Here comes Meredith Sizemore. Tries to get a step. She finally does. Goes in the lane one on three. Bottom of the rim, not good. And grabbing that ball on the rebound is Kelsey. Kylie really working hard under there. And the whistle.
Going to see a full timeout taken by Batesville. So we'll
pause for it.
There you go.
Just as they will. And we'll be right back on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. From accident victims to premature babies, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure blood is available when it's needed. On Tuesday, January 9th, join Margaret Mary Health and Hawksworth Blood Center for a blood drive held in a donor bus outside the hospital. Before donating, be sure to eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of fluids. To schedule an appointment, call 1-800-830-1091.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And our broadcast tonight from East Central is brought to you by Ison's Family Pizza, as well as that's the home of Coach's Corner on Monday with Terrence. So you be sure to be there with him and all the coaches. SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. And Rob LaFerry, this has been a wild second half with not nearly the scoring of the first. Each of these teams trying to get an advantage, neither one can.
No, they can't, and right now it's because of the shooting numbers. I give credit to Batesville. They came out firing here early in the fourth quarter. They got the three from Kathman, the two from Peters, but then a couple turnovers here for the Lady Bulldogs. You know, you're up by eight. You've got a little less than 5 minutes to go. There's no need to rush or to try and throw a forced pass inside. Work the basketball around as much as you can, but they're still allowing East Central, because of some mistakes, to have a chance in this one. Plus, again, Lady Bulldogs two fouls away from allowing East Central to shoot free throws for the remainder of the ballgame.
These are names you're going to hear for a couple years. Three freshmen still on the floor for Batesville, and Nevaeh Tudor cannot believe she committed a foul there in the backcourt against Kaylin Kathman, but she did. And so they're going to give Nevaeh her third, and Rob, that could be a big third.
Could be a big third. They're going to have to foul at some point if they're unable to connect field goal-wise to get back into this one, but still a couple minutes away from doing that.
4:40 remaining in regulation. 37-29 Batesville. Kathman dribbling to her left, looking right. She can't get a pass away. Now it's Sydney Campbell. There is Lydia Haskamp. Hook shot, no good. Her sister rebounds. Maddie scores the two. It's 39-29 now. 4:20 remaining. Here comes Anna Black. Anna's looking the younger Haskam right in the eye and throws a pass to her to Meredith Sizemore. Meredith dives on the floor for that ball, and Maddie Haskam goes down with her. Jump and a possession error and a timeout called by the Trojans. Wow, Rob. The action is just... They're all over.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. But that does give us a chance to thank some sponsors along the way as a part of girls' high school basketball. That includes Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington, Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Gehrings. If you are out and about in the community, especially during the holiday season, say a big thank you to them for sponsoring high school athletics here on The Sports Voice. 4:11 to go in the ballgame, 39-29, Batesville over East Central. Again, Jim, it's been since the 2017-2018 season that the Lady Bulldogs have been able to knock off the Lady Trojans.
Wow. 6 years.
Correct.
6 years, boys and girls. So it's a 10-point lead with 4:11 left. And it seems, Rob, like the Trojans have been really frustrated by the Bulldog defense. I'm more impressed with that defense tonight than I have been in the previous few games where they've done pretty well with it. Tonight they're doing well with it.
Yeah, I would agree. And again, it's a plethora of different defensive sets that Coach Taylor brings out onto the court, and it's something I think he really succeeds as a head coach. And tonight I think you're seeing what it can do against an opponent. East Central's had a very tough time handling the basketball. They're up to a total now of 19 turnovers.
Meredith Sizemore getting trapped in the corner, and...
should be Batesville ball.
Yeah, no, they're going to give it to the Trojans. I think they're going to say that Maddie Haskam knocked that one out.
I thought the black fell on it.
Yeah, that's the way it looked to me, too. So Ferreira will inbound. Kylie gets it back to Nevaeh Tudor. Tudor, with quickness, goes to Ferreira on the baseline. They're both on the baseline and trapped and knocked out again by Maddie Haskam. The freshmen for Batesville, who are going to be here three more years, really hustle. They're doing a heck of a job, especially the last few games. Tudor gets it in now, and she has it to Black. Anna gives it away to Ferreira. There's a jumper that, oh, looked like it was going to go, but it was short. Nice rebound. Meredith Sizemore with the score.
It's her first field goal tonight.
Wow.
Second field goal, making the third now the second half for East Central.
And remember, Meredith's nearly 6 feet tall. She has been contained by the Bulldogs. 39-31 our score. 3.5 minutes left. Kaylin Kathman brings it across midcourt. 3:25 on the clock. And it is the younger Haskamp, Maddie. Are they going to say she's fouled by Tudor?
Yes, they are. That's going to be the Tudor's fourth.
Wowzer.
Substitutions for Batesville. Wow. You've got Peters and Sainer both back in.
And, of course, this season they are the voices of experience. And really like the way the Haskamp sisters are both playing. And as we said before, Claire Sainer just has that senior experience that can kind of calm everybody down.
Tatum Johnson in for East Central, which, by the way, this is her first appearance in the varsity game tonight.
Really? And here comes, Allie Peters was stuffed by Meredith Sizemore. That was a great defensive play, and the ball went out of bounds, but they're going to say it was off Sizemore's block. Meredith had a defensive highlight right there, 3:15 to go. And it comes into Sainer now from the baseline. And Claire goes up with it herself off the glass for two.
Good move. Tell you what, she's kind of been an unsung tonight for Batesville. She's got 5 points now and just continues to provide just a little bit of what Batesville needs here in this ballgame.
That worker presence. Claire Sainer is the epitome of it for Batesville. And here is Kaylin Kathman doing some of that work as well. She gets the steal in the East Central front court. Dribbles in to the left, and
timeout.
Chris Taylor calls a timeout. Wow.
2:47 to go. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll go ahead, step aside, take a 60-second break as well. Batesville 41, East Central 31. Girls High School Basketball on the Sports Voice Country 103.9 WRBI.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And we're back as the Batesville Bulldogs inbound the ball. 2.5 minutes remaining in regulation. The clock becoming the enemy of the East Central Trojan girls as they trail by 10, 41-31. Again, 2:23 left. Kaylin Kathman keeping it away from Anna Black right now. Kathman looking to get a good pass. She does so to Allie Peters. Now it's Sydney Campbell. Out near midcourt, she's covered by Sizemore, and back to Kathman. Bulldogs are going to do all they can to wind this clock down. Marley Obermeyer gets ready to check back in. There's Lydia Haskamp in the corner. Back up to Kathman. Bulldog fans are pleased with this strategy, and why not? They've got a 10-point lead and looking for a big win, and they have had little luck in the last couple weeks. And Allie Peters gets actually hugged around the waist by Meredith Sizemore, and that will be the foul on number 30.
It's going to be the second foul on Sizemore, and wholesale substitution coming in for East Central, and it looks perhaps the Coach Moore and company are going to call it a night, still going to compete, but 146 and a 10-point lead. But I like Batesville here. They're not going to clear anything yet because going to go ahead and maybe put a little bit more cushion out there. By the way, East Central still needs two fouls to put Batesville at the free throw line and the bonus for the remainder of the game.
A lot of young Trojans getting some experience. The one with the most right now is Nevaeh Tudor, who's still out there. Batesville continues to pass it around with a minute and a half remaining and a 10-point lead. They're going to win this thing. Marley Obermeyer has it now with Ava Arnold in her face. Over on the far side is Lexi Hatmaker, who made a brief appearance earlier. Sainer with the ball back to Kathman. Minute 15 left. Tudor's on her. And Lexi Watkins commits her first foul.
Going to be team's third.
And this will be
make it the fourth. So next foul against East Central puts Batesville at the free throw line.
Be for contact with Allie Peters. Claire Sainer ready to inbound for Batesville. Minute 10 left. Into the backcourt, it goes to Kathman. Covered by Tudor. Also in there, Kylie Kaling for East Central. Trying to get everybody a mention anyway. Kathman brings it back up front. And 50 seconds remaining. Again, the 10-point lead for the Bulldogs. This is going to be their biggest win in a while. Certainly in the last few weeks.
And say the Lawrenceburg win a couple weeks ago is really good for this ball club.
Oh, yes.
That this East Central one right here is definitely going to mean something to this team. This is a great one heading down the stretch in December.
And now the wholesale subs for Batesville coming in as well.
Claire Sainer gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line.
So four of those players will check in. Well, after the free throws, then all five should be able to come in. And that foul is on Arnold, the junior. 26.3 seconds as Sainer goes to the line. Trying to increase this lead. And the first shot's high off the back of the rim. Nora Wiedemann sits down, but three of the new Bulldogs come in. Lydia Haskamp gets a seat. So does Allie Peters. So does Kaylin Kathman. Sainer on the line. It is up and not good. Rebounded by Lydia Haskamp. She throws a pass to Obermeyer, and Tudor saves it. for East Central. 17 seconds remaining and a travel. Just the kind of break you don't want in that position. Grace Walter also getting a little playing time for the Bulldogs. Claire Sainer takes a seat. Sydney Campbell back in there, and I believe Libby Maddock is getting a few seconds of time here tonight. And there is Maddie Haskamp over to Walter. Up front now in the hands of Maddock. 4 seconds, three. Marley Obermeyer has the ball, and that is ball game. Our final score here at East Central High. The Batesville Bulldog girls, 41. The East Central Trojans, 31. And Robin, I'll be back to recap all the numbers for you in just a moment. This is 103.9 FM WRBI, also WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
And welcome back to East Central High School girls game in the books tonight. Batesville, a winner over East Central, final score 41-31. Jim Williams now with Batesville head coach Mitchell Taylor.
Thanks, Rob. And coach, what a victory it was for your team. We've seen some frustration for you the last couple weeks most of the way, but this was a decisive victory, a 10-pointer for you. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jim. I barely have a voice. I didn't know if you noticed, but I had a lot of my assistants calling out plays and defenses throughout the game. It's a great win. It's tough to come to any conference school, win at their house. A program like East Central, who's been so good for so many years. I think it's a great confidence booster for our team. But also, to be 3-1 in the conference, it's been a few years since we've been there, so it's awesome to be in that spot.
First time in 6 years Batesville's beaten the Trojans, so congratulations for that. And, we saw a lot of good from your team. I keep commenting on the youth factor. With only Claire Sainer as a senior, all the teams are going to be seeing a lot of these players for a while.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we have a lot of young and a few old, and it's starting to mix the way we want it to. So the way we want it to mix, some of these girls haven't played that much together. We're starting to reach that point in the season where they're starting to get comfortable with one another and know how to play with one another. And I really think our last 3 or 4 games, we played some of our better basketball this year.
I thought tonight for you, 18 turnovers unofficially for you guys, not a number that you want to see. On the flip side, though, I had East Central down for 24, and I think a lot of credit goes not only to the physicality of your team tonight, Mitch, but also, again, for you guys, an MO is always switching up those defenses.
Yeah, we try to throw different looks at them, without a doubt. Just so they have to rethink what they're doing in the half court and the full court. But I want to commend some five freshmen. Maddie Haskamp and Sydney Campbell went in there and played their butts off defensively. Nora Wiedemann did too at different times. She played a lot of minutes in that second quarter where we kind of kept the lead. And, you know, they're really maturing together. And I think the juniors and our lone senior player really starting to understand how well they can play. And they deserve to play at this level. So, you know, throughout this game, we tried to throw different looks at them. We even went to 2-3. That's something we do not run very much, but we just try to keep it mixed up and new to them.
And then, Coach, real quickly here, I thought Claire Sainer off the bench played her role awfully well tonight.
Oh, without a doubt. And when she made that move towards the end of the game, I think we were up 8. We kind of used some clock, and then she gets the ball on the short corner, kind of spins to the middle, or sorry, spins to the baseline and finishes. That was a big bucket for us just to kind of seal the win. Claire plays hard. She practices hard. She loves her teammates. She does a lot of things off the floor to keep these girls together, to get to know one another. She's huge for our culture. And when Claire can come in and give us big minutes like that, it's just awesome to see. There's going to be games where she gives us more minutes and even bigger moments.
All right, Coach, we'll go ahead and let you go. A great win tonight for you guys. I know it's still a little bit more in December for you to go, but enjoy this one, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks for having me on, even with no voice.
Mitchell Taylor, Batesville girls basketball coach, victorious head coach tonight by a final score of 41-31.
And we'll be right back to wrap things up and get ready for the boys game in a moment on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And well, Rob, the big thing about this one is you said it's the first time in 6 years that the Batesville Bulldog girls have beaten the East Central Trojans, and 41-31 was our final. And final thoughts?
Take a look at Batesville just real quickly from a scoring standpoint. They had no player above 8 points tonight to get this win. Marley Obermeyer had 8. Kaylin Kathman, 7. Allison Peters had 7. Rounding out scoring was Madeline Haskamp, Lydia Haskamp, Nora Wiedemann with 4. 2 points from Sydney Campbell. Taking a look also, Claire Sainer, by the way, with 5. For East Central, led by Anna Black with 13. 4 points apiece from Tudor, Sizemore, and Ligaber. And then 3 points apiece from Ferreira and Kelsey. The shooting numbers on both sides kind of tell part of that story tonight. A little bit more for Batesville. They were 13 of 39 from the field, 10 of 18 from the free throw line. East Central finishes just 9 of 27, 9 of 14 from the free throw line. The big team statistic tonight to take a look at, obviously the turnovers. We had a total of 24 for East Central, wow. 17 for Batesville, and Batesville ends up with not only 10 points off of turnovers, but 12 second chance points off of offensive rebounds and 10 points in the paint.
Huge, huge factor. Rob, thanks so much for all the great numbers. Really gives us some super insight on this one. And that is going to do it for us, ladies and gentlemen, for the girls' game between Batesville and East Central. Coming up, Terrence will have the call on the boys' contest. And that's in just a few minutes. Again, our final in girls' action, it was the Batesville Bulldogs 41, East Central Trojans 31. And the boys' game is coming up in just a few. Stay right where you are on 103.9 FM. Also, WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.